Ezekiel chapter 33. Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, speak to the sons of your people and say to them, When I bring a sword over a land, if the people of the land take one man from their borders and appoint him as their watchman, and he sees the sword coming over the land, and he blows the ram's horn and warns the people, If a person hears the sound of the ram's horn, but does not take heed, and the sword comes and takes him, his blood will be on his head. He heard the sound of the ram's horn, but he did not take heed. His blood will be upon him. But he who takes heed will save his life. And if the watchman sees the sword coming, but he does not sound the ram's horn, and the people are not warned when the sword comes, it will take a person's life from them. That person will be taken in his iniquity, but I will require his blood from the hand of the watchman. And as for you, son of Adam, I have appointed you as a watchman for the house of Israel. When you hear anything from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked man, You wicked man, you shall surely die, but you don't speak to warn the wicked man about his way, that wicked man will die in his iniquity, but I will require his blood from your hand. But if you warn the wicked man about his way, for him to turn back from it, and he does not turn back from his way, he will die in his iniquity, but you will have saved your life. And you, son of Adam, say to the house of Israel, You have spoken like this, and said, If our transgressions and our sins are on us, and we are wasting away in them, then how can we live? Say to them, As I live, says my Lord the Lord, I certainly do not take pleasure in the death of the wicked man, but in a wicked man turning back from his way and living. Turn back from your wicked ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of Adam, say to the sons of your people, The righteousness of the righteous man will not save him on the day of his transgression, and the wickedness of the wicked man is not something he will stumble in on the day of his turning away from his wickedness, whereas a righteous man cannot live by it on the day of his sin. When I say of the righteous man, he will certainly live, and he trusts in his righteousness, but he commits injustice, none of his righteousness will be remembered, but it will be in his injustice which he has committed that he will die. And when I say to the wicked man, You will certainly die, but he turns back from his sin and does justice and righteousness, and the wicked man restores what was given as security, and he repays what he has misappropriated, and he walks in the statutes of life, not committing injustice, he will certainly live. He shall not die. None of his sins which he has committed will be remembered regarding him. He has done justice and righteousness. He shall certainly live. Yet the sons of your people have said, The way of the Lord is not fair. But it is their way which is not fair. If a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits injustice, then he will die in those things. And if a wicked man turns away from his wickedness and does justice and righteousness, he will live on account of them. But you say, The way of the Lord is not fair. But I will judge you each according to his ways, O house of Israel. Then it came to pass in the 12th year of our deportation, in the 10th month, on the 5th day of the month, that an escapee came to me from Jerusalem and said, The city has been attacked. And the hand of the Lord had been on me in the evening before the escapee came, and he opened my mouth before he came to me in the morning. So my mouth was opened, and I was no longer mute. Then the word of the Lord came to me and said, Son of Adam, the inhabitants of these wastelands, on the territory of Israel, are talking and saying, Abraham was one man, and he inherited the land, whereas we are many, and the land has been given to us as an inheritance. So say to them, This is what my Lord the Lord says. You have been eating with blood, and lifting your eyes up to your idols, and shedding blood. So will you inherit the land? You have confided in your swords. You have committed an abomination, and each has defiled his neighbor's wife. So will you inherit the land? Say this to them, This is what my Lord the Lord says. As I live, they who are in the wastelands will certainly fall by the sword, and him who is in the open countryside I will give to the animals for them to eat, and those in fortresses or caves will die of a plague. And I will make the land a desolation and a wasteland, and its pride in its strength will cease, and the mountains of Israel will become desolate, with no one passing through. And they will know that I am the Lord when I make the land a desolation and a wasteland on account of all their abominations which they committed. And as for you, son of Adam, the sons of your people are talking about you at the walls and at the doors of the houses. And they speak to each other, each to his brother, saying, Come now and hear what the word is which proceeds from the Lord. And they will come to you as an influx of people, and my people will sit before you, and they will hear your words, but they will not do them, for they show love in their speech, but their heart goes after unjust gain. And here you are, like a lovely song to them, nice vocally, and a good musician. So they will hear your words, but they will not do them. And when this comes to pass, behold, it is coming, they will know that there was a prophet among them.